All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 58 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Took the wiener dog home on Saturday. He was with us a very short time. Tuesday or maybe Wednesday? I don't remember. Tuesday or Wednesday he came, and then we took him back on Saturday. So just a few days. The rambunctious wiener, Dusty the bell ringer, as he's known. He has many names. He stayed with us for a few days again. A return visit, as I mentioned last time. The first time he stayed with us, he was here longer. In the first 2-3 days, he was subdued. Because I think he was like in this state of, where am I? What is going on? Who are these people? What is going on? Why is this happening? You know, I think he was like for 2 days, he was in that state. And then on day 3, he's like, all right, I guess I'll live here. And then he started barking. And he never stopped barking. Okay, this time, there was no 2 days. He come hard charging in here on his short legs. Strutting on his short legs and his freakishly elongated body. And he felt right at home, you know. There was none of that 2-day transition. I mean, he came walking in here barking. I mean, he's a yapper. I like him. And I don't have anything negative to say about him except far too much yapping. I mean, just yapping and yapping and that gets on my nerves. Then gets up in the window in Andy's old perch and barks at leaves falling off trees. I don't know what the hell. He's just barking for no reason. He's just standing in the middle of the floor, nothing going on, and just bark. Like, but anyway, he was good other than that. He's a good guy, you know. But on Saturday, it was time to take him home, and I didn't shed any tears. Let's put it that way. Too much yapping. So we took him back. I said, where's she live? And Tony said, I don't know, way out in Lake Wallenpaupack. I said, excuse me? What the shit's that? You know? I mean, I've heard that mentioned on the news. Lake Wallenpaupack. I've heard of this. Never been there. And so I was like, well, how far is that? She goes, I don't know, like 48 minutes according to the Google Maps. So all right, so we drive him out there, and I don't know. I just feel like he wanted to stay with us. I was reading his body language. Have you ever read a wiener dog's body language? Well, I have. And I think he wanted to stay with us. I felt like that he wasn't honored. I don't know. Might be reading too much into it. But when we took him back, they'd been without the bell ringer for multiple days. Nobody seemed too excited to see him. It's disappointing. Even the kid, like the 10-year-old kid or the 9-year-old, I don't know how old he is. He's like, oh, hi, Dusty. And then he went back and started playing Mario Kart, you know. It's like, I don't think it's, you know, I mean, you should have, like, got down in the floor and, like, you know, talked to him and, hugged him. You know, you should have paid a little bit more attention to the wiener dog. And I felt that there wasn't enough. He wasn't honored. I mean, I don't know. So anyway, when we were driving away from there, I asked Tony, I said, what if they call us and they say, there's just too much. I mean, it's like a house. I don't want to comment on it. Seemed chaotic. Seemed wildly chaotic. I mean, they have a newborn and there's people in and out, you know, I'm not prepared or qualified to speak about anything because we were there for like 7 minutes. So, but anyway, what if they called us and said, hey, it's just too much. We can't, there's just too much going on. We're going to have to get rid of Dusty, and we thought we'd see if you wanted him. I asked Tony, I said, what would you do if we got that call? And she said, we'd take him. I said, yeah, hell yeah, we would. And we'd turn him around. We'd get some. I mean, we couldn't stop him from barking 100%. I think we could break it. I think we could take it down 50%. I don't think there's any. I don't know. I think we could take him down. We could stop 50% of his barking. You know, you don't want to take all of it away. I mean, he's a dog. What else they got other than barking? So, I don't know. We're on the same page. The thing about that is that he's a yapper. He's very needy. He's a lap dog. Andy was not a lap dog. For one thing, he was too big. But another thing, if you picked him up and put him on your lap, he would just immediately just get down. You know, he didn't like that at all. This dog, you know, he walks into the room and just jumps on somebody's lap and lays there, which is, I've never experienced that before. So, I don't know. You know, it's fine. I have no issue with that. And also, these dogs, they limit you. You can't travel, you know. What are you supposed to do with them, you know? When we had Andy for 10 years, or, I mean, for about 10 years. I mean, we had him for 17. God, 17 years. But there was like a, I don't know, why did I say 10 years? It feels like there was a 10 year. I think that's significant. But anyway, for many years, we were not able to, like, travel, you know? Not really, because we can't leave him overnight. Plus, we didn't have any money, so it kind of worked out. But you know, they limit, you can't leave the dog, you can't leave a dog overnight like a cat, you know? So I don't know. But if that call ever came, we'd probably take him, and we'd probably, you know, we'd reshape him in our, you know, the way we want him. We'd train him. We'd reshape the wiener emotionally. And anyway, so we took him out there. It was out in the middle of nowhere. We're on these rural ass. I mean, we're out in the middle. I was like, are we still in America? Where are we? It's like way out. I don't even know. If it said it was 48 minutes, felt like it took us like 3 hours to get there. We were out on roads I've never seen before. I don't know anything about. It felt like we're in Holland, maybe. I don't know. I don't know why I say that. I've never been to Holland, but it had a very Holland feel. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just jabbering nonsense. So we're out there. I'm like, what is it? Where are they? What is this? So we get into this neighborhood, and it's all these, like, lake houses. It's like places where people go on vacation. It's not their main home, you know? They have, like, golf carts. You know what I'm saying? But it's not, I don't know, it's a little, it's not super well maintained. You know what I mean? But so we go, we're in this neighborhood where all these people are on golf carts. And it's like vacation homes, not permanent homes. They live in one of them, where Dusty's at. So we go there, and we drop him off. I didn't feel like he was honored. And then we left, and we went to this place called the Wallenpaupack Brewing Company. All right? Place is pretty well known, has a pretty good reputation. It's a brew pub. And since we're in the neighborhood, they said, oh, yeah, it's like 2 miles from our house. So we put that into GPS. We put that into Google. And it said 11.8 miles. So much for the 2 miles things. Everybody just exaggerate everything. Yes, they do. So anyway, so the thing was like 12 miles away. And we went over there, and it was odd. The food, all right. So I've never been, okay, so you walk in this place. The building looks cool. It's a really cool-looking building. You walk in there, and it's like a cafeteria. It feels like a school cafeteria or something. I'm sure they wouldn't be happy with that description, but that's what it felt like. Big high ceilings, you know, I don't know, like linoleum floor, you know, metal tables and chairs. So the woman said, hi, have you ever been here before? I said, no, we have not. And she goes, well, you can order beer over there. She points at one counter. You can order food over there. They'll give you a number for the food, And you just put it on this little, like, this stick that's on every table. You just, like, put the whatever number they give you, you, like, stick it on top of that stick. And they'll bring it to you. It's like, that sounds weird. So you have to order drinks at one counter and food at the other counter. Eh, whatever. So we went over there and we got us a couple of IPAs. We got went with the, what was that? It was called, I can't remember. A couple of IPAs. And they were good. It was kind of early. I'd only wanted to have one. And then we ordered these bizarre. To me, it sounded bizarre. Tony said, let's order these nachos. And I looked at the description. The thing said it had smoked brisket. These are nachos, by the way. Smoked brisket, scallions, and barbecue sauce. I was like, what the shit? What kind of nachos are these? You know? And I was like, all right, whatever. And then she ordered, she went rogue and ordered something else. She ordered these pretzels. You know, we weren't having lunch. We were just there. We were just checking this place out, right? So we put our number on our elevated stick, our high-rise stick. We sat there and sipped our beers and waited and waited and waited. And places like, I mean, it's packed out. There's like, they got these metal chairs and everybody like, rah, you know, like, oh my God. There's no subtlety in this world. Everybody just like yanks the chairs out and makes this big loud racket. You know, you move around metal chairs on linoleum, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like constant. And it's like, it doesn't bother anybody. But for some reason, that sound just goes right through my brain stem. And I'm like, oh my God. My entire body tenses up every time I hear it. And it's just continuous. People pulling chairs out, pushing them in, shoving them around. Just this loud racket in there. And the ceiling's so high. There's like there's nothing to absorb sound. And it's just like bouncing around in there, you know? I'm like, all right. So the beer was good. And then they brought the food out, and I was, like, highly skeptical. Smoked brisket, scallions. I was like, is that, like, green onions? Well, I don't, you know. So, brisket, green onions, and barbecue sauce. Like, this is bizarre, but, you know, whatever. So, turns out, fantastic. The nacho chips, the chips were like really, really salty. And then they had a really sweet barbecue sauce on them. I think that's all it was on there. And that brisket was all smoky. Oh, man. I was like, how in the hell is it? Who comes up with such a concept? That seems bizarre to me. It was kicking. Loved it. And then they brought, and they also brought those pretzel sticks. There's like three of them. They're, I don't know how long they were, like 8 inches long. Maybe not that long. Maybe like 6 inches long. I like to exaggerate lengths, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, and then they had like a little mustard, like a little thing of mustard. It was like homemade, looked like. It wasn't just like, something out of like a squirt bottle. It was like, looked like it was homemade, and then like a cheese sauce. Everything was fantastic, food-wise. And the beer was good, too. You know, but I don't know. It was like a very school cafeteria like. The building was kick ass. It's out in the middle of nowhere, but there was like thousands of people in there. Literally thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people were in there. Everybody moving chairs at the same time. So it was a love hate thing. But here's the bizarre thing. All right, check this shit out. All right, we were in there. It felt like we were in Holland, as I mentioned. I don't know why. And we were getting ready to leave. I was thinking about buying a growler, getting a growler full of this thing. It was like one of the IPAs I liked really well, a lot. I liked a lot. I can't remember what it was called. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. And I was checking out the price of that thing, and the growler cost $8. Okay, that's pretty good. And the fill was 18, so it would have been 26. I'm like, I don't want to pay $26 for 64 ounces of beer. Probably never be back out there again in our lives. I don't know. So I was over there. I was checking that out. Decided not to do it. And we were walking towards the door, saw somebody from work. I saw somebody I know in there. And I felt like I was in a foreign country. I felt like I was hundreds, thousands of miles from my house. And I ran into somebody I know. What are the chances of that happening? I think relatively small. I don't ever run into anybody, you know. I live 36 miles from work. And I never see anybody from my job, ever. Not ever. But I go really far away from both the job, even farther from the job and from me, and I run into somebody. I think that's bizarre. I mean, have you ever run into somebody? I'm going to make this a Surf Report update. Where's the strangest place, the most unusual, the most mind-boggling, mind-blowing place that you've run into somebody that you know? When we were in England, this isn't somebody we know, but this is close. All right, this is close. All right, we're in England. We're at the Tower of London. And the younger boy was wearing a sweatshirt for the high school. Well, he wasn't in high school yet, but they're, you know, the kids wear Abington Heights is what it's called. And he's wearing a sweatshirt that said Abington Heights on it. And some woman comes up and she goes, "Is that the Abington Heights in Pennsylvania?" We're like, "Yeah." And she goes, my daughter teaches elementary school there. Turns out her daughter used to be one of our kids' teachers. And we're in England at the Tower of London. These things, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. These things blow my mind a little bit. But anyway, I felt it was very bizarre to see this person at this Wall and Popak Brewing Company, completely out of context. I felt like I was out of context. And then you see somebody from work. I mean, it's bizarre. I knew this guy, these two people, they used to work with me. And both of them were supervisors. One of them got promoted and moved to a different city. The other one left the company. And then, maybe like a year later, the one that was still with the company was in somewhere in Texas, like El Paso or somewhere. San Antonio, maybe. They're in San Antonio, I think. And he's staying at his hotel. He's there on his business travel. He runs into the other guy who doesn't work for the company anymore. He's doing something completely different. Who's there down there on some kind of vacation or something, or he's visiting somebody. And they run into each other in the lobby of a hotel in El Paso, Texas. What are the odds? All right, so if you have anything on this, let me know. I mean, I'm going to make this the Surf Report question of the day over at the website. So if you want to weigh in on that, if you have any coincidental meetings of people, let me know, because I find that to be fascinating. Another thing I find fascinating, also a little confusing. A couple days ago, I got an email from Ancestry. I told you I sent in my spit kit in. They wrote me back and gave me my deets. I have never in my life said that before. Gave me all my details. And it was, I can't remember what it was, England, Wales, Northeastern Europe, Ireland, and Scotland. And those two numbers, percentage numbers, added up to 100%. So it was all UK and a little bit of Northwestern Europe, which is like right, and they draw a little map. Like they circle, they have a map, and then they circle the area where you're from. All right, it said... You know, as we get better at this, as we get more and more information, as the technology improves, you might be updated on this. We're continuously updating this stuff, and there might be updates to your information. When I'm like, all right, well, that sounds bizarre, but okay, yeah, it's cool, I guess. So the other day, I got an email that said your results have been updated. So now Now listen to this. I got new information on where my predecessors are from, supposedly. All right, England, Wales, Northwestern Europe, 65%. Ireland and Scotland, 27%. So that's what, 92%. So that's 92% between and that was 100% previously between those two categories. England, Wales, Northwestern Europe, sorry. That's one category. 65%. Ireland and Scotland, that's another category. 27%. And now new information, 6% Sweden, 2% Norway. So I got some of that Scandinavian Viking blood. Hell yeah. That's what I was hoping for. I wanted Viking. So I don't really... is this thing going to be just continuously updated? It's like this just going to get more and more. So I don't know. That's fine. I mean, the map that they give you, they have Greenland or Iceland. Oh, yeah, Iceland circled. I don't have it in front of me. I think I said Iceland. And that's circled now. But that's, I don't know. It's not listed on here. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, they added Sweden and Norway. Those were not on there earlier. So I guess I got a smattering of Scandinavian. You know, that's fine. I'm cool with that. But I guess the bulk of it, 92%, remains the same. So anyway, it's continuously being updated. Now they're trying to sell me something where I can, I don't know, I think you can predict the day you're going to die or something. Some kind of health thing. I think if you pay them $100, they'll tell you the day you're going to die. Maybe I haven't read that close enough. But anyway, I guess they can tell if you're predisposed to this and predisposed to that. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know if I want to know that. I think I got enough anxiety and neuroses. I don't need that to fuel it. You know, I got plenty of other things. I can just walk through life and collect things to fuel my paranoia. I don't need that. I mean, that's insane. It's like people who go on WebMD. There's no way. I would never log onto that. I've never been on that website in my life, and I never will, because every time I went on there, I would be convinced that I had everything I read. It's like when people, somebody tells me they're sick, they start telling me about some ailment, I instantly start having the same symptoms. Symptoms. God. I can remember, like, if somebody says, oh, God, I've got a sore throat, I'm like, seriously, I feel like, all right, I can feel it too. It's coming on. You know, it's taking hold. It's got the early part of a terrible bout of sore throatness. I can remember talking to a guy who was telling me about his battle with testicular cancer. And as he was talking, explaining the whole thing to me, which was horrifying, it involved, anyway, it involves like a gigantic, I don't know, like a softball sized, I don't know. Anyway, anyway, he's telling me about this. And as he's telling me this story, I'm like, I can feel it. I can feel pain in that area, you know? And if I went on stage, one of those people that hypnotizes, I could probably be hypnotized, you know? Because I can be, if somebody starts telling me, you know, I got a headache or something, you know, I'll feel, oh, God, I think I do too, you know? But anyway, I can't remember what I was talking about. What the hell was I talking about? No, well, it doesn't matter. I'm at the end of this thing. I want to play a voicemail. This is an international. A voicemail came from Scotland. This is my, you know, these are my people, according to Ancestry. They fall into the, let me see what category. The 27%, I'm 27% Irish and Scottish. Do those guys like to be lumped together? What do they feel about? I'd like to know from Ian, who left me this message all the way from Scotland. I'd like to know how he feels about being lumped in with the Irish in the ancestry category. That's what I'd like to know. He left a message for me. And I'm going to play it for you right here. He has some questions, and I'll answer them on the other side.
Hey, Jeff. Ian in Scotland here. Let me hear my hungover voice. I'm slowing it down for you, too, to help you out a bit in the understanding of it. So, yeah, so if I try to do a Sean Connery just now, it's going to come out all Iggy Pop. Ha ha. So I was out last night drinking heavily. And wanted to point out two examples of recent phenomenon, fairly recent phenomenon, which pissed me off. But only really when they're in bars. So people can do this normally when they're outside bars, but when they're inside bars, it pisses me off. One, vaping. Idiots that look like fucking steam trains. It's like the cantina bar in Star Wars. It's not cool. That's not even as cool as smoking, which isn't cool. Anyway. Two, couples on phones, on cell phones, mobiles, cell phones, out together, sitting in a bar, at a table, on phones. I don't know. What are they, on Tinder? I don't know. I was going to ask, does this happen in the States? And if so, is it on your pissed off list, the long list? Does it make an entry on the pissed off list? Okay, so I think I'm going to go back to bed now. Sleep my way through this hangover. Okay, keep up the work, man.
All right, Ian. Thank you for that. You do sound like you've you're suffering a little bit from the night before. Hope you feel better. Been there, buddy. Oh, I've been there. All right, so the vaping thing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that at all. It feels white trash to me. I had a conversation with Tony about that. I said, do you think vaping is white trash? I try to put my finger on it. And she goes, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's white trash. I think it's a young dipshit thing. Not necessarily white trash. I said, so young dipshit? She said, yeah. I said, I don't know. I'm trying to put my finger on it. All I can tell you is I don't like it. You know, I don't like smoking either. But at least I'm, that's something that, shit, when I was growing up in the 70s, everybody smoked. My parents smoked. Everybody's parents smoked. Everywhere you went, smoking everywhere. Everybody's smoking. And I never smoked a cigarette in my life. Never smoked a single cigarette in my life. It's disgusting. I remember when we used to go to bars. This is in Atlanta. Or in North Carolina. Either one. Both. Both of those places. You go out to see a band, and you come home, and you basically have to burn your clothes because it was a saturated. Everybody's just chugging cigs like the Russians are in Pittsburgh. And so I don't like that. The vaping thing, it's some of that. It's some of that smoking stuff that I don't like. And it's trendy, you know? And it's kind of stupid. Well, tough. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it either. You know, I don't know. It doesn't really affect me all that much. I don't really see it a whole lot. I see people sitting in their cars and they let out this, like you say, a steam engine or something. An enormous amount of smoke or whatever you call it. Is it smoke? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I think it's dipshit behavior. And I'm trying to put my finger on it. But no, I don't like it. I don't know if it pisses me off. Kind of agitates me, you know. The thing about talking on phone or sitting there looking at your phone while you're in a restaurant or a bar or something. Yeah, you see that everywhere. Yes, it definitely happens in the States. It happens, I think it's worldwide. And I don't know. But that also irritates me. My parents, I've mentioned this, my parents get irritated if I even pick up my phone and look at it, you know, and or even if it makes a noise, like it chirps. like it does all the time. My mom's like, what is that? Who's sending you messages? I said, it's not, nobody's sending me messages. It's a notification. What, you know, she gets pissed. I mean, it's like hair trigger, full of anger about people using their phones. I mean, when you go to a restaurant and people and there's a couple sitting there like you describe, and they're just sitting there not talking to each other, just both looking at their phones. I mean, I feel like there's something wrong. Like maybe the relationship's not, you know, maybe there's a problem, you know. I don't know if that pisses me off either. Because these things don't really affect me. Well, the only time I get pissed off is when it affects me. It's all about me, you know. Yeah, I certainly see it, and I comment on it, and I'm, you know, sometimes I might even be guilty of it a little bit. I try not to be. I'm conscious of it, but, you know, yeah, it definitely happens here. I appreciate you calling me. I appreciate you speaking, you know, slower. You know, I don't really have trouble understanding you. You ever see that show called Catastrophe? It's set in London, and it's on Amazon. There's a Scottish character on there who is very funny, but unfortunately, I can't understand a word he says. I mean, you need subtitles. I don't know. I have trouble with the Scottish, but I don't have any trouble. I didn't have any trouble understanding that message. Anyway, thank you, Ian. You've been a surf reporter for many years, and I appreciate you sticking with me. And I appreciate you calling in all the way from Scotland. 27%. I'm with you, 27%. Well, Scotland and Ireland. All right, we're near the end of this thing. In fact, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. It was a little haphazard, a little all over the place, way it goes. I had more on my list. I think I went too long on the wiener dog. Anyway, we're near the end. I want to remind you that if you want to call in like Ian did, you can do that. 570-290-8151. That's the number. That's the hotline. Call 24 hours a day. Leave a message. I will almost certainly use it in a future episode. I appreciate it. It adds to the show, and I really I hope you guys will do that. 570-290-8151. That's the number. Also, I mentioned I got shit canned by the Amazon affiliate program after 17, 18 years. I don't know. It's upsetting to me, and it's a blow to my, you know, bank account. I mean, I've been, I don't want to get into that. That was a big deal, the Amazon affiliate program. And they kicked me out. They said I broke the rules somehow. And so I'm out, and that sucks. But I hope you guys, if you guys want to support my efforts, website/podcast/everything else, you can do it at Patreon. That's patreon.com/JeffK. That's patreon.com/JeffK. You can do a monthly donation. Sign up for it there. It's a well-known website. Safe. You don't need to worry about that. Put it on a credit card. $4 will do it. $4 a month will unlock the extra podcast episode every week. If you want to hear two of these a week instead of just one, that's the way you can do it. Patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. Whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. It's patreon.com/JeffK. $4 will unlock the audio. So do it today, and I appreciate everything you do. And I will be back on Patreon on Thursday-ish. Hopefully it'll be Thursday. It might be ish. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. You guys have yourselves a great, great week. I will see you soon. Bye.
idiots that look like fucking steam trains.